Sermons and Talks, Volume 1, Chapter 42, Light on Health Reform. Nearly 40 years ago, 1865, the Lord opened up before us the principles of health reform. At that time I was very weak physically. Sometimes I would faint away two or three times a day, and I thought, as many today think, that flesh meat was the only food that would keep up my strength. But in mercy the Lord showed me that flesh meat is not necessary to maintain strength, and that it is not the best food. Since that time, increased light upon health reform has been given. In grains, fruits, vegetables, and nuts, are to be found all the food elements that we need. If we will come to the Lord in simplicity of mind, He will teach us how to prepare wholesome food, free from the taint of flesh maya. One time Dr. Trall said to me, "I must tell you that you put forth too much strength when you stand before the people. If you continue to do as you are doing, you cannot live over 3 years, and I do not know that you can live 3 months." I had with me a copy of the book, How to Live, and I asked Dr. Trall if he would read the book. He replied that he would, and I let him take it. A few days afterward he said to me, "Mrs. White, where did you get your instruction in medical science?" I replied that I had received it by revelation from God. As he handed the book back to me, he said, "That book is filled with truth. I hope it may have a wide circulation." Dr. Trall was an unbeliever, and he used often to speak against our ministers, but he would never say one word against Mrs. White. He is now dead, and I, whom he thought could live only a short time, have been preserved all these years. I shall soon be 78 years old. I have placed myself in the hands of God, and He has sustained me, enabling me to bear my testimony in many parts of the world.